Tennessee hospitals get $166,000 for every COVID patient in a hospital.
What?
$166,000.
Oh my God. So these are other states. Nebraska is getting $379,000 per COVID patient in the hospital. West Virginia, $471,000, $339,000 North Dakota. So what do they have to do to get that money for that patient?
They have to follow the NIH protocol for the treatment of COVID in hospitals. It all leads back to those NIH protocols that in those protocols, the only approved EAU drugs for use in hospitals for COVID starts with remdesivir.
Right.
And the reason why other countries don't have the death rates we do is because the United States for the whole year of 2021 was the only country that was allowed to use remdesivir. To date, we've lost about 20,880 people in Tennessee in hospitals. These people aren't dying at home from COVID. They're dying in our hospitals. Our goal is to educate people on how to prevent COVID because it is preventable.
Right.
And how to treat COVID at home because it can be treated at home without going to a hospital. Our goal, the number one goal, is to keep people out of hospitals because we know from experience what happens there.
For the first time in history, early treatment is not the answer. Go home, get more sick, then come back to us when your lips are blue. We put you on a ventilator.
We
give you remdesivir. What's remdesivir? Shuts down your kidneys, which fills your lungs with water. Now we say you're dying of pneumonia. It's actually a side effect of remdesivir. And boom, perfect line of deaths of everybody walking to hospitals. Well done.
$39,000 for every COVID patient on a vent. They get paid. Hospitals get paid a fortune just on these faulty PCR tests. They get the test for free. The government pays every time they administer a test. They pay for every positive test. They pay for every test that results in a hospitalization. So they make a fortune just off the faulty test alone. Then they get paid for every COVID patient, the $166,000 in Tennessee. And then they get $39,000 for every COVID patient on a vent. Plus there's a 20% bonus add-on, which is a weird thing to call something when you're murdering people, using remdesivir and the ventilators. And the CMS is responsible for that. That's the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare. They've got their hands, all their fingerprints are everywhere, all over extra payments to hospitals for killing people.